ERIC is a nonprofit organization that helps states improve voter roll accuracy and access to voter registration data. 19 states and the District of Columbia have joined since its formation by the nonpartisan Pew Charitable Trusts in 2012.
Keeping voter rolls up to date is a challenge, mainly because Americans move so much. In any given year, tens of millions of Americans move, 2 million die, and other life changes occur.
As a result, says the ERIC-produced video, 1 in 8 voter registration records is inaccurate.
ERIC can compare data from many sources simultaneously, so a state can learn when a voter on their list has died or moved to another state. Then the voter's old state can contact the voter to confirm the move and update the voter list.
Our top priority is for Florida to join ERIC.
Escambia County Supervisor of Elections David Stafford serves as legislative chair for the Florida Association of Supervisors of Elections. He told the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee this week that ERIC does two main things.
One is identify the cross-state movers, in-state duplicates, and deceased persons. On the other side, identifies potential applicants, citizens over the age of 18, and then the participating states are required to reach out to those voters and offer them the opportunity to register to vote.
The legislature has rejected past attempts to join ERIC, and Governor Rick Scott vetoed a bill 3 years ago, which would have exempted the email addresses of voters from disclosure. But Stafford maintains that since its inception, ERIC has identified more than 1 million voters who have changed states.
I've talked to a lot of folks that do what I do in other parts of the country whose states are participants, and they absolutely love it. There's nobody out there that wants the cleanest and most accurate voter rolls more than we do as supervisors of elections, because we're on the front lines and dealing. We want our information to be as current as possible.
Florida joining ERIC was floated during the 2016 legislative session, but nothing concrete was placed up for consideration. Stafford says in the next session, a formal bill could be introduced if needed.
There has been over the years some question as to whether or not legislation is required or if, say, the State Division of Elections could actually undertake it on its own. I think that we've reached the conclusion that we would like some legislative mandate to be able to move forward.
Stafford also renewed a request to make voters' personal information, such as home addresses and birth dates, exempt from disclosure under Florida's extensive public records laws.
We think that on both sides of the aisle that this is something that both parties and the citizens of the state of Florida can get behind. Everybody wants fair and accurate elections, and this would go a long ways towards making sure the voter rolls in the state of Florida are as up-to-date as possible.
That likely would face opposition, again, from the Tallahassee-based First Amendment Foundation. Director Barbara Peterson was not available for comment.
And the whole program is run and owned by the participating states. Ensuring the integrity and efficiency of the voter lists should be simpler. With ERIC, it is. Take the first step at ericstates.org.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.